Hello, my name is Nicole, and I'll be your host today. Today's topic is on the role that drugs play in the sports world. I'm sure you've all heard of famous professional athletes that were caught with drugs, whether it was Michael Phelps with marijuana, Lance Armstrong with multiple performance-enhancing drugs, or A-Rod, who took steroids during his baseball career. According to AddictionResource.com, athletes are under constant internal pressure to improve their game and are also pressured by coaches, parents, and/or fans. While athletes often seem supernatural in their abilities, athletes are human, and humans do have limitations. Athletes of all ages, both men and women, have the potential risk of turning to drugs in the sports world. Today's main focus is not on professional athletes, however. It's on the NCAA collegiate athletes and their marijuana use. For those of you who may not be familiar with the NCAA's drug policy, let me catch you up. The NCAA's current drug policy will suspend a player for 50% of the season after the first failed drug test. For recreational street drugs such as marijuana, this is where this policy would be implemented. A second failed drug test will cause the player to use a full year of eligibility. See, now the NCAA was founded in 1906, and according to the NCAA.org, the association focuses on their three top priorities. There are the academics, well-being, and fairness at the collegiate level. They want to not only make the most of each student-athlete's college experience, but to also prepare them for a successful future beyond sports. The NCAA drug tests year-round in order to maintain the well-being of competitors. However, it seems as if the penalties that are in place for a failed drug test due to marijuana may be too harsh and ineffective. Although athletes have the risk of being tested at any moment for drugs, many of them still take those odds. I know you're probably wondering how I know this is true, and I'll have to admit that this is only a speculation. It's not exactly easy to gather information on the number of NCAA players that are marijuana users. Any athlete in their right mind, when asked if they smoke weed, will deny it, or even if it is true. According to a national study conducted by the University of Michigan, it is true that in 2017, 38% of full-time college students aged 19 to 22 reported to have used marijuana at least once in the past year. Since the number of marijuana users remains relatively high, it can be presumed that athletes are also users. I agree with the NCAA in the sense that marijuana should continue to be tested for, and that there still should be consequences put in place for athletes that choose to use the drug. However, I think the first penalty should be changed. I think suspending an athlete for half of their season when tested positive for marijuana should be minimized to a 3-week suspension period. I mean, a 3-week suspension period is plenty of time to teach the athlete a lesson, but it also gives them a second chance. It's a very difficult transition to go from high school to college. Coming from personal experience, I had to undergo that transition this year, and it wasn't a walk in the park. I missed being at home, I had trouble with academics at first, and most importantly, I had to find a new niche on a sports team. When I got stressed, it would help me to call my mom and talk through what I was dealing with. That was my best option to deal with stress, but each person has a different way to cope with things. Some athletes may not have the same close resources as I did, and marijuana may be what they turn to in order to deal with the pressures they're under. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, one of the most common mental health problems found on college campuses today are anxiety disorders. Athletes especially are at a higher risk to be put under strenuous amounts of pressure to perform well, both athletically and academically. Oftentimes, teams have a team average that they average together, And a lot of times there's a lot of pressure on kids to be able to maintain a certain GPA so the team looks good. They're expected to constantly improve, but they have limitations on what they can do. In addition to this new three-week suspension period after the first failed drug test, I believe the NCAA should provide counseling for athletes that may be suffering from drug abuse. The counseling should be available for those who need it and mandatory for those who fail their first drug test. The three-week suspension period will be a large enough incentive to not use drugs, and the counseling is a way to address the problem while providing a stable long-term solution to the issue. Kids using marijuana may not just be caused by stress. It may be because they become dependent on the drug and they can't find any other way to cope with the stress they're under. Oftentimes, the kids want to get off the drug, but they're unable to because they have no other outlet with how to deal with the problems. Today, I've brought in some student athletes that compete at a Division I level. For privacy reasons, they will remain anonymous. Hello, and thank you for joining us. My first question for you is, have you ever used marijuana?
No, I have not.
Very well. Have you been offered marijuana?
Yes, I have.
By other student athletes?
Yes.
Okay. And your response was no, I'm assuming?
My response was no.
My next question. Do you consider marijuana to be a performance-enhancing drug?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because I don't believe that its effects last over into competition day.
What if you were to take the drug the day of competition? Would you still think it's a performance-enhancing drug?
In that case, still no. Because I just don't think that its effects on your body will enhance your performance in any way.
Okay. In your opinion, do you agree that the NCAA should continue to test and ban marijuana from collegiate sports?
Yes.
Why so?
I believe that although it is not performance enhancing, it is still not something that student athletes should be doing on the regular or at all.
And my last question for you is, do you think the current penalty put in place for an athlete testing positive for marijuana is justified?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, thank you for joining us. My first question for you is, have you ever used marijuana?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself to be a regular user?
In the off season, yes.
Do you mostly smoke with kids or use the drug with other teammates?
No. Usually people that don't do sports.
Would you ever use marijuana to treat aches or pains, as seen in some professional athletes?
No.
Do you agree with that marijuana could possibly be a treatment plan for something as a concussion?
I could see how it could be, yes, I guess. Just because it does, like, relieve pain and make you relaxed, yes.
Do you consider marijuana to be a performance-enhancing drug?
No, I do not, because I think in order for something to be a performance-enhancing drug, it has to benefit you on the day of the competition, which I do not think marijuana does. I think it, like, if you used it on the day of a competition, I think it can only mentally impair you, and that would not help your competition at all. I think it's only useful on, like, off days, but then in that case, it's no different than you just doing any kind of mindfulness exercise or meditation or yoga to relax you on off days. Like, it's no different if you're, like, using marijuana to relax you or just doing any other kind of mindfulness exercise.
In your opinion, do you agree with the banning of marijuana from collegiate sports?
No, I do not. I think it should be treated the same as alcohol.
Do you think the current penalty put in place for an athlete testing positive for the drug is fair?
No, I do not. I think it's way too strict and unreasonable.
Do you think a 3-week suspension period and mandatory counseling would be a better, more effective policy put in place moving forward?
Yeah, probably.
Would you make it shorter or longer?
I would do shorter.
How short?
If I could. I'd say, like, no more than 1 week.
What if they fail a second time? What would you put in penalty for that consequence?
I don't know. See, that's still tough, because I still think it should be treated the same as alcohol, but understanding the laws and the states, how it's not legalized in every state yet, then I understand how they need to put some kind of regulation on it. So I guess, yeah, I guess if you fail the second time, then maybe, like, the 3 weeks or half a season would make sense, but I think for the first time it shouldn't be that strict, because it is pretty recreational and common among student athletes.
If it were to be treated the same as alcohol, do you think there should be a legal age in which student athletes under, let's say, 18 wouldn't be able to use it, but if they, would they still be tested against it, like the younger athletes, if they're below the legal age?
Yeah, I think they should still be tested. And I also think it should have the same age as alcohol.
21 being the age?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hi, thank you for joining us today. Are you a regular user of marijuana?
I wouldn't say regular.
So you have used it?
Yes.
Do you use it regularly? Well, do you use it when you did with other student athletes?
Yes.
You have. Were they older than you?
Some were older, but most were the same age.
Would you say that marijuana is pretty accessible on college campuses?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it a big social, like, does it bring groups together, would you say, on sports teams?
Yeah, because I feel like sports teams or just any group in general can bond over doing, like, a similar activity, and it's, like, come to that in this day and age.
Would you say that the drug could be used to enhance your performance in any sport?
No, I don't think it. I think it would only, like, drag you down.
How so?
Just because the effects of it aren't to make you, like, more alert. It's usually, like, a sedative, I guess. So I feel like you wouldn't be able to have a peak performance when you were on it.
Do you think that the NCAA should continue to test and ban marijuana from all collegiate sports?
I think so. Yeah.
Do you think that the current penalty is long enough, not long enough? What do you think?
I think it's a bit too long, because a half season for one time is just, that's a very big portion of your season. I feel like it's a little too harsh.
Would you say that maybe a 3-week suspension period would be?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks would be a pretty good amount of time.
Now, if the same athlete were to be tested again and test positive for marijuana, do you think a full year of eligibility should be lost?
No, I would say maybe like a half season or a season, depending on the sport.
And as a student athlete, if you thought you were having a drug problem, what would be your first step to turning to help?
I would probably go to my teammates or my captains and see where I could go from there. And then depending on who they recommend, like, maybe I could go to, like, the sports psychologists.
Do you think if the NCAA mandated counseling for the drug, do you think that would benefit athletes?
I think it could benefit athletes that were trying to get off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it would need to be mandatory for all athletes. But if there was, like, a service provided, then I think that could, or student athletes could benefit from that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All the women that I was able to interview were not initially aware of the current policy put in place for testing positive for marijuana. To be honest, I can't say I had any idea what it was either prior to my research. I think the NCAA has a lot of power and influence over college sports, and they do not utilize it. The NCAA can reform the stigma placed on drug users and help student athletes to recognize and acknowledge a dependency they may have developed for marijuana. According to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, certain cases can turn into something called marijuana use disorder. The National Institute of Drug Abuse also states that this could develop into an addiction in severe cases. Users experiencing marijuana use disorder will experience withdrawal symptoms when not using. This could include irritabilities, mood and sleep difficulties, decreased appetite, cravings, and restlessness. The association must not only be more accommodating to student athletes in their difficult transition by changing the suspension period from half the season to 3 weeks, but they could also step in with providing counseling for all collegiate athletes. They could encourage them to be open about their problems rather than going above and beyond to hide them from the world. Thank you for listening in with me today, and I hope you were able to see a new perspective on marijuana in college sports.